Our loving and humble salutations at the lotus feet of our dearest Mother Sai and Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Distinguished guests, respected elders, sisters and brothers, welcome to the closing ceremony of Zone 4A and 4B Young Adult Retreat titled Faith Lift. Our journey began with longing hearts and deep yearning to you, Swami. Bhagawan, we thank you for your guidance and blessings for the past 4 days and always. Bhagawan, you have said before that the faith has to come from the source. God is the source and sustenance for all creations. May we surrender our thoughts, words, and deeds at your lotus feet. Dear Bhagawan, when we surrender to you, your divine will flows through us and that becomes our force. May you, Swami, the divine source, eternally be our force. Dearest Swami, we are energized and enthusiastic after participating in the retreat. The retreat has truly been a treat to our souls. I feel that the retreat really was over in a blink. Nonetheless, our faith is lifted. This is just a beginning for an inward journey to connect and reconnect with the Sai within us. Dear sisters and brothers, let us begin the closing session. This evening, we have two speeches. Mr. Amar Kaki, our Zone 4A chair, will be delivering the closing address. This will be followed by the resolutions and summary of retreat, which will be presented by Dr. Jagadishwaran Tanesh Kumar, our Zone 4A Young Adults Coordinator, and Dr. Satya Rao Jogolu, our Zone 4B Young Adults Coordinator.
Om Sri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, trustees, my dear young adults, and brothers and sisters. People meet only to part their ways. We also met 4 days ago. Only about to say goodbye now. Young adults started this 4-day journey of transformation 1 year ago with full of enthusiasm, charged now with Swami's abundant love and compassion. All of us are now feeling very heavy at the mere thought of having to leave this divine abode. Young adults of Zone 4A and 4B have shown solidarity and togetherness in organizing this retreat. The retreat dealt on faith lift with the slogan, May the Force, Source be my force. The four workshops based on follow the master, face the devil, fight till the end, and finish the game have been very useful for the participants to enhance their faith on God, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Just like to feel the heat of fire, one has to get near to it. Similarly, to experience the power of source, that is God, one has to move closer to God. This entails constant sadhana in daily life. The technique the youths have learned through the four workshops will be of immense value as they face challenges in future life, career, family, etc. Mere participation in the retreat is not enough. Swami says, and I quote, "Practicing 4F is essential to achieving the goals of human life." Swami further stresses, there can be nothing more sacred than following the four injunctions, unquote. Life is full of distractions, especially when there are road bumps in life. Chances of getting derailed from the correct path is very, very high. Such retreats keep one imbued to the right path without being strayed away. Saint Augustine says, faith is to believe what you don't see, and reward of such faith is to see what you believe. In other words, when we have a strong faith on God and believe that God is there, we can see God. Once Vivekananda asked his guru, Paramahansa Ramakrishna, if he had seen God. Paramahansa replied, "Yes, I have seen him. I have talked with him." If you long for God as intensely as you long for worldly matters, you can also see God. Therefore, my dear young adults, let us pray to our beloved Bhagwan that he always guides us through the ups and downs of life and keep our faith on him undwindled, so that one day, just like Ramakrishna Paramahansa, we could also see him, talk with him. I am sure you all join me in saying that without Swami's intervention, we could not have done anything in organizing retreat of this magnitude. Please join me in thanking Swami profusely from the bottom of our hearts for making this retreat a success. I also thank Sri Prasad Rao Garu, Member Secretary, and Sri R.J. Ratnakar, Trustee, Central Trust, and other ashram authorities for extending all the necessary cooperations. I must thank the speakers from Prasanthi Nilayam for their time and contribution and sharing their thoughts and ideas with the young minds of Zones 4A and 4B. I cannot remain without mentioning the Zone Olympics. Sports have a special way of bringing people together. Amidst the joy derived through playing the sports, foundation of unity, trust, and togetherness was cemented. The organizers did a fantastic job, and we thank the managing committee of Sri Satya Sai Indoor Stadium. We hope that the young adults now take back this soul-enriching experience to their countries, and with their faith lifted and holding the source Swami as force, serve every human being with more love and compassion. We have heard ABC of life, that is, always avoid bad company. Take away home package of the retreat is DEFG, don't ever forget God. This will be the outcome of the final part of the workshops. Finish the game. Last but not the least, I wish all the participants of this retreat a very rich spiritual life ahead and safe journey back home. May Swami always be with all of us. Jai Sai Ram.
We offer our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected Sri Prasad Rao Garu, Member Secretary of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. Dr. Art Ong Jum Sai, the Member of Prashanti Council. Dr. Ravindran Menon, the Chair of Zone 4B Countries, Mr. Amar Kaki, the Chair of Zone 4A Countries, International, Zonal, and National Leaders of the Satya Sai International Organization, Revered Elders, and my dear brothers and sisters, Om Shri Sai Ram. When there is a beginning, there is always an ending. We are now at the final event of Faith Lift, the Zone 4A and 4B Young Adult Retreat. We have completed 4 days of intense repair of our body, mind, and soul. Very quickly, we have arrived to the final day. Brothers and sisters, I assure you that this is not the ending, but this is the dawn of the new beginning in all our lives. Let us surrender to our beloved Master, the Lord of the universe, the breath of the cosmos, our closest friend, our dearest soulmate, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dearest Swami, we started our retreat by offering Sai Symphony at your lotus feet. As the melodious music soothed our hearts, we imagined you here with us. Your eyes closed in enjoyment, your finger directing the entire orchestra of our emotions. The next 3 days were intensive and enjoyable at the same time. We had an in-depth look into your prescription for the game of life, the 4 F's. We learned how to identify the voice of the Master within us, the source that is always our force in life. We analyzed the differences between loving you and liking you. We love you, Swami. We always will love you. But we know, Swami, that to love you is to follow your teachings. We pray to you, Swami, and pledge that we will always remain steadfast in our practice. We studied the different devils we face and fight in our lives, the 6 Ashwadvargas. May we always fight them and not yield to them, Swami. With you by our side, victory is certain. We put this into practice through our Zonal Olympic Sports event today at the indoor stadium. What a beautiful spirit you allowed us to enjoy made ever so wonderful by the spontaneous participation of all our respected dignitaries in the sporting event. We return now to our countries to finish the game. The final speaker yesterday reminded us, Dil mein Ram, Haath mein Kaam. With you in our hearts, we will go out and play the game of life so that when the whistle blows in the end, you will be there waiting at the gates.
Dearest Swami, we would like to offer the resolution submitted by our young adults in the third day of retreat. The first area we strive to focus on, empowering the young adults across the zone. The young adults of zone 4A and 4B have resolved to increase the study of Sai literature and start this journey by exploring Swami's very own Vahini series. We will also strive to engage regularly with young adults across the zone through retreats, online and face-to-face study circle, as well as sports activities. Understanding that the SSE children are the future of the Satya Sai International Organization, we will increase collaboration with SSE teachers and spearhead engagement programs to aid transition of Group 4 SSE students to young adults. Finally, on our leadership skills, we will leverage on the Satya Sai International Leadership Program to discover the and nurture young adult leadership across the zone. Manava Seva is Madhava Seva, Swami says. Answering this call on our beloved Bhagavan, the young adults of Zone 4 resolves to increase initiation of water projects of a zone and actively participate in disaster relief activities when the need arises. Your young adults will also fully support the SSAO Global Birthday Offering of Adaptation of 95 communities globally. We have also resolved to actively engage in public outreach activities such as expansion of the prevention of drugs, alcohol, relationship, time wastage, and smoking program. Initiating SSEHV programs in schools and executing Human Values Film Festival for young adults. Protecting the planet is a critical area that we need to focus on in today's environment. Young adults will direct their efforts to increase tree planting and beach cleanup activities, as well as campaigning against reduction of single-use plastic items. All these activities will not be possible if we do not foster a direct connection with our beloved Bhagavan. In order to stay connected and maintain this faith lift, the young adults of Zone 4 will strive to conduct collective Gayatri chanting across the zone and engage in the study and chanting of the Vedas. We pray to our beloved Bhagavan that he may hold our hands and guide us in every step to implement these resolutions. Swami, with your permission, we now would like to show the highlights of the retreat. Jai Sai Ram.
Dear brothers and sisters, the entire retreat has given us a leap of faith, a restart and a reboot of our body, mind and soul. Hence, dear young adults, arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is reached. Let us plug into the source for self-transformation and use the force to change many more young adults all around the world through the resolutions that we presented to Swami. Only a youth can change a youth. Dearest Swami, for all of us, this journey marks the point of no return. With every beat of our hearts, every cells in our body, and every movement of all the atoms that you made us of, we pray to you, Bhagwan, to make each and every one of us yours and yours only. Dearest Swami, we surrender our body, our mind, and our intellect. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Mr. Amar Kaki. Thank you, brothers, for setting out our commitments to Bhagawan. Our dear Mother Sai, we lovingly and humbly surrender to you and pray for your blessings to be your instruments. Please shower us with your grace to put these resolutions into practice so that we may experience bliss in fulfilling your mission. Dear Bhagawan, words cannot express our heartfelt gratitude to your unconditional love. However, we have sincerely attempted to express our love and gratitude to you through letters. We, the young adults from Zone 4 countries, would now like to lovingly offer gratitude letters to you. The gratitude letters are a collation of the expression of gratitude from the retreat participants. Dear beloved Swami, as we express our gratitude through these letters, we also remember that the highest appreciation is to live by your teachings. Swami, as you have beautifully said, in order to develop firm faith in the eternal truth, we have to cultivate noble qualities. This is our foremost duty. By doing so, our faith in God also increases. Swami, you have said in the past that a dream is a dream within a dream. It is a dream which unfolds before you, even while you are awake. It tries to shed some light, some joy, some courage, some faith, some hope, some meaning on the dream called life. Swami, with your grace, the young adults of Zone 4 countries would now like to offer a drama titled, May the Source Be My Force.
Follow the master, face the devil, fight to the end, finish the game. Swami has said that this is the secret to success in all our lives. It appears like music to the ears and easy to understand. But a deeper reflection will tell us that behind the simplicity of Swami's beautiful message lies an ocean of effort and endurance required of the bhaktas. How do we apply this simple four-step recipe amidst all the unpredictable vagaries of life? One simple answer, faith. The retreat has offered us glimpses of the value of faith and the means by which faith can be strengthened in our hearts. We called it Faith Lift. But what happens when we bring these lessons to everyday life beyond this retreat? Let us now follow a group of friends, just enriched by the experience of attending the Faith Lift retreat in Puttaparthi. Sitting at the departure gate, waiting to board their flight, the young adults discuss, among other things, the take-home messages and what needs to be done post-conference.
Dear passengers, flight CX456 has been delayed due to technical difficulties. We are sorry for the inconvenience caused and we will update you on flight status shortly.
What? What did they just say? Sai Ram, I can never understand these announcements.
I think they just said the flight is delayed. Oh no, I have a big case to fight in court tomorrow. But I don't believe my client. I'm not sure I'm fighting for the right side here. You know, my dharma is in conflict. Oh God, why do I have to go back to reality? Okay, anyway, never mind. You know, all Swami's will, I guess. He will take care, right, guys? But yeah, guys, you know, what a great retreat, bros.
Yeah, I'm so pumped. Riding so high on Sai.
Flight delay. I take it Swami is giving us more time and headspace before we need to return to taking on the world. You know, like family, children, bills. The retreat. How was it for you, Jay? Your first time here, right?
I loved it. I can see why you guys keep coming to party so much. The energy is definitely so strong. I like the
Western canteen food?
Yeah, that too. But I was just going to say, I like the theme of the retreat. May the sauce be my force. It's so catchy. May the
sauce. But you know, since Swami left his physical form, I have been trying to connect with my inner Swami. It has not been easy. But this trip has really rekindled the energy of wanting to connect with the Swami within.
Yes, brothers. I'm also so inspired. Like Venki, you know, I was feeling a little disconnected before coming here. Nothing was making sense. Just feeling dull. But nothing like a full dose of Sai love to recharge and reconnect.
Okay. So guys, in one sentence, what were your take-home message?
Developing steadfast faith in the Master. Swami has given us the four F's as a tool. The first, follow the Master. Face the devil. Hey, what are you eating? Is that a brownie? Chee! Full of white sugar. White sugar is the devil, you know. What has Swami said about that? Don't you know? And oh my God, probably that has got egg in that too. Chee, shame on you. You should know better.
Hey, chill, bro. But good on you. Fight your fight, but not with everyone else, okay? Fight until the end. And then?
Love all serve all?
You weren't paying attention, were you? So basic.
Don't tease him, Venki. Jay is new. He's just learning about Swami. Unlike us, we've been through Bhavikas, youth groups, we've been coming to Prashanti and we've had so many interviews with Swami. Anyway, it is so great to have him here with us. Back to the question. Jay, what did you think about the conference?
Well, I am learning and I am indeed very new to this scene, but slowly but surely.
Okay, so what were the three things you liked about the conference?
Three? Just three? Well, this conference experience was completely new to me. I mean, I connected so deeply with Swami, right here. I'm at crossroads in my life as a student.
Such as?
I love the peace and calmness. When I close my eyes, I see his face. I love the amazing fellowship, the brotherhood, and the messages. They're striking a chord within. I'm so glad I came. But I really can't remember the last line. What is it again? Hang on. Let me check my phone.
Love the message, but could not remember it? You must pay more attention, bro. New or not, the path of spirituality is tough. Face the devil, brother. Brownies, not good. You must fight to the end. And lastly, finish the game. Ah, moksha, that is my end game. What I yearn for, can you imagine? Liberation, the product of all our lifetimes of sadhana and bhakti.
Are wah, Sadhuji. Such high standards. Take it easy on him, man. To be honest, I myself can't imagine liberation. It's not really my goal for now. So much work to be done. Sai work, so much.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I love Swami, but I think we have different goals in life. You see, mine is certainly not liberation. I want to live. I want to make money and keep my family comfortable. I have student loans, car loans, house loans. You know, I love Swami and I want to keep doing his work. But I also want to have a good life. I have a young family to take care of and I aim to be a good husband and a father as well.
Yes, David, I suppose we all have different goals. Like in the Bhagavad Gita and also what Swami says in Gita Vahini, there are four types of goals. Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. Duty, wealth, desire and liberation. All four, we need it.
To be honest, this is all new to me since coming into the Sai fold. I think I want to be a normal teenager and experience many things in my life. But my take-home message from the Faith Leaf Retreat is just that you just need to love Swami and have trust. Swami is the ultimate source.
Yes. He's not out there. He's right here in our hearts. And we need to tap into that inner Sai energy and lift our faith. Developing this inner Sai energy that will become our force to face and fight any devil. And then...
I have a question. Does the end goal matter if we always flow with Swami's will? Quite interesting, you know, guys.
Hey, bro. Sorry to interrupt this satsang. But since we have time here, shall we just discuss the Seva project that we promised to lead? The community adoption program. You see, at the end of the day, what we learned and all this high from being with Swami, it must be translated into some kind of action. That is what Swami wants. All this translates to Seva. Swami gave us his assurance. Have faith and do my work and I will look after you. So let's plunge in, guys.
Yes, good idea. Let's not waste precious time. Time waste is life waste. And Swami says, and will you stop eating those brownies? Your body is a temple, you know, the vehicle through which we reach liberation.
We must show the world what we Sai youth can do. We are reflections of our Swami. We must announce to the world the glories of Sai. So, guys, I'm thinking big.
Oh, okay. So, Mr. Ideal Youth Leader, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking something mega. You know, invite the minister, get the media. We have good links with the three villages that we are already doing Seva in. Let's go in officially to adopt every aspect of the community development in those villages. We have been doing the basics, guys. Let's take it up one notch and help them. You know, water, electricity and the works.
Yes. And we must teach them bhajans and Vedas. And I can help with that. See, if you teach them bhajans and namasmarana, Swami will definitely take care of you. Krishna said that in the Bhagavad Gita. Follow my words. Give your life to me and I will take care of you. God's promise.
You know, I agree with you, Venki. We should not be ashamed to do Swami's work. But let's concentrate on the economic development with scale and visibility.
But guys, doesn't that feel like a business transaction kind of attitude though? He's our Swami and we love him. He's just love and simplicity. Won't he just take care of us and our needs anyway without making this deal?
J, I believe you have many questions and all this may be very new to you, bro. You know, we would love for you to join us. Maybe by participating, you can learn from us.
Well, at the end of the day, we must leave to our master's call. He has chosen each and every one of us. You know, us being here, us being at the conference, do you think it would have happened without his will? We heard his call, now it's time for action. You know, I'm reminded of the story of Moses. Do you think he just woke up with faith all of a sudden one day? No. He too had his doubts, but the Lord guided him through his destiny. Destiny to lead his people to the promised land. Moses was chosen by God to lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt and into the land of Canaan, which God has promised to them. Moses led them through the desert for 40 years and overcame a myriad of challenges before finally leading his people to the promised land. One day, Moses followed a wandering ship into the wilderness and came upon a burning bush where God chose to speak to him. In this moment, God placed a great task on Moses' shoulders.
Moses, I am sending you to the Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
This was no easy task that God assigned to Moses. God was asking Moses to confront his brother, the Pharaoh, the most powerful political figure in the region, to set thousands of slaves free, ending a several hundred-year tradition of enslaving the Israelites. Moses, understandably, gives every excuse to God that he can think of.
What if they don't believe you sent me? What if they don't listen to me? What if I'm scared? What if I don't speak well enough in front of the crowds? Please, send someone else.
But God blessed him and received the will of God and accepted God's command. Moses spoke to the hesitant people and gathered their trust in his message from God. After much trials and tribulations, he moved his people towards the promised land. But the Egyptians came chasing from behind, not conceding to defeat. Moses heard the command of God and immediately held his staff out over the sea. Miraculously, a strong wind divides and parts the Red Sea. The Israelites pass through with a wall of water on either side. The Egyptians try to follow them, but at dawn, God clocks their chariot wheels and throws them into a panic. And with the return of the water, the Pharaoh and his entire army are destroyed. This is the story of Moses and how he followed the master's command, faced the devil with the intense challenges put in his way, and fought and overcame the trials, and finally finished the game by leading the people of Israel to the promised land.
Wow! Complete surrender!
That's heavy, bro. I didn't know. Okay, so Moses had his doubts, and he challenged and stood up to God too. But that was his calling. He was chosen. I'm no Moses. I'm just plain old Jay. I haven't seen a burning bush or anything. I'm still not feeling this community adoption program you guys are doing. Doesn't really sound like my kind of thing, to be honest. A bit high level for a college-going guy like me.
Yes, yes. He's new. And probably doesn't know much about our sideways and definitely not Bhajans. Jay, can you sing, bro? Maybe Rihanna, Maroon 5, A.R. Rahman, at least old MacDonald? Bhajans, bro. That's the real deal. I mean, we have been singing since we were toddlers. It's okay. You will learn.
Dear passengers, flight CX456 is now ready for boarding.
Thank you, Swami. Saving us through an announcement. Bro, don't mind him, bro. His passion for Swami translates a little bit differently. But he's got a good heart. Okay, let's go, let's go. Have passed. The conference was a distant but beautiful memory. It's back to life in the world outside Puttaparthi. The Parthi high slowly diminishes. The lows of life were beginning to overwhelm.
Arjun, listen to me. I'm your client and tell me how you need to get me out of this legal mess. We all do what we have to do, but that's where we pay lawyers like you to go get us off the hook. I don't pay for failures.
David, I'm so sorry to say that your home loan has been rejected by the bank. Your current income, assets, and outstanding loans are just too risky. Maybe you need to get a second job.
Venki, you're way too harsh with everyone at Bhajan Practice. You're always talking about spirituality, moksha, this and that. Are you dreaming in a la-la land? Start treating people nicely first, man. Always tearing them apart. Bhajan coordination is not your thing.
Arjun, you don't have the luxury of a moral dilemma. This is your job. You are a criminal lawyer. If you want to work here, this is what it takes. We are paid to defend our clients no matter what they did was right or wrong.
Venki, I think we need to get some fresh faces to coordinate Bhajans. Besides, you need to improve your singing and you have to practice more.
David, need to be more hands-on at home. You know, spend more time at home. The kids and I need you. You are all the time in center with meetings and Swami's work. We need your time too.
Life was not going according to the plan, their plan, and yet they soldiered on. It is 2 days before the big Seva project. Arjun, Venkatesh and David meet with the rest of the team for a meeting. They have meticulously planned every detail and were eager to share Swami's name and message on a national level.
Sai Ram, brothers. How are all of you? Hope you didn't get caught in this heavy rain.
Bro Venki, Sai Ram, we haven't seen you in a while, man. Not since
I gave up my role as Bhajan coordinator. Yes, I have been feeling a little spiritually down as my sadhana is not really going according to plan. No hard feelings. It's not you. I'm just avoiding center and everyone else.
Oh no, brother. I hope we can spiritually cheer you back up, Venki. Hey, David, there you are. How are you, bro? How's the family?
Oh, you know, life, you know, finances are a little tight, you know, nothing is working out. There's so little time to balance time with family and work and Swami's work. Well, just never mind, you know, it's just silly me complaining all the time.
David, I know how you feel, bro. You know, even my situation, I'm always conflicted between my dharma as a lawyer and my holding to Swami's principles. To uphold righteousness by defending the weak in my legal cases, it's really tough. I'm at a crossroads, honestly, and I don't know why Swami gives these cases of defending the wrongdoers. What happened to I will protect you as an eyelid protects the eye, you know? Where is he?
Bhagavan, and I thought I was the only one feeling down. Swami, we are all doing your work, and you promised to take care of us if we do your work. But here we are, all gone wrong. Where have we gone wrong? What happened to your promise, Swami?
Anyway, at least Swami's work is going on well as planned, guys. The project is going well. The minister is coming, the press are coming, the provisions and food are taken care of. Everything's pretty much as under control as it can be. We can showcase Swami's greatness on a national level. All Swami's will. Hey, everyone, it's the minister's office. Hello? Yes? Yes? Oh. But why? Oh, okay. I understand. Yes, national issues. Yes. Yes, no problem. Thanks for your call. Guys, another bad news. I know we've been working hard for this community project next week, but guess who just called me? The minister's secretary just called me. He said he's not going to come. He's got some other urgent matters.
Oh, Swami, no. He was supposed to launch the whole initiative. So much effort, money and resource we pumped into this event launch and the project.
So many obstacles. Oh, your work, center, home, now Sai work. Why, Swami, why? How many more challenges do we need to endure? You know, we are only human. There's only so much that we can handle.
Come on, brothers. Let's not lose faith, okay? I'm finding it tough too, but come on. What is plan B? We must have a plan B. What's our plan B?
Sorry guys. You know, I've got to take this call now.
Okay, what is it now?
Guys, it's over. Over. What plan B? No plan B, man. We are finished. The roof, it fell through. The hall is flooded. The tiles are all everywhere. Dirty, hazard. The event, you know. We have to cancel it. Oh, Swami.
No. But the children, the people of the village, what are we going to say to them? They were so excited.
We trusted you, Swami. But now what? There is no plan B, is there? Let's forget it. There's no plan B. This is doomed. Dejected that plans have crumbled. Everything they worked for just crumbled in one phone call. It was the last straw that broke the camel's back. It was as though their Swami walked out on them, forgot them, left them alone in their altars, not even knowing if he was listening to their anger and despair. They each call out to Swami respectively.
Swami, is this a joke to you? We were doing what you told us to do. We simply listened to your call, Swami. I believed you. I did your work, and you abandoned me. I can't, Swami. I just can't. I give up. I am done.
Bhagavan, what kind of test is this? What have I done wrong? I tried so hard to keep you happy. I will always follow you to the T. But all this sadhana is beginning to seem useless. I'm confused, Swami. Swami, are you even listening?
Dear Lord, no, you are my master. You are my king. But all I've been getting, losses, failures, all sadness. You know, Lord, you love your Moses, you love your Gopikas, and Hanuman, and literally the whole world, everyone, except me. Do I not matter? Do I not matter to you? Am I not your child, your Bangaru? I love you so much, and do your work. Is it all not enough, God? Am I not worthy of the kingdom of heaven? Am I not worthy of Sai? No. That's not it. That's not. You've left heaven. You left for real. You can't hear me anymore. That's what this is. You left in the lurch. You left. You left on me, Swami. You left.
Left you and moved away far from you physically. To those who have recognized and realized the truth that I am always with you, in you and around you, in my love form, their experience itself is the proof. I have placed and pinned all my hopes on you. I'm hoping that you will fulfill all aspirations. I am blessing you thus.
But how, Swami? What do you expect from me?
Remember, my child, that you are created in my image and likeness. Perfect. Live up to this image in every way, in all things. Live like masters. Walk this earth with your heads held high, your spirits soaring, your hearts open to love, and believe in yourself and God within you. Then all will go well.
Swami, I am conflicted, Swami. I'm conflicted between my work and your work. Tell me, Swami, what do I do?
My child, wherever you look, I am there. Wherever you walk, I am there. Whomsoever you contact, I am that person. I am in each, in all my splendor. Live, live, live in perfect accordance with my laws. See me everywhere. Talk to me. Love me. I am in each one of you. I will respond and bring you into glory. You cannot see me in one place and not in another, for I fill all space. You cannot escape me. or do anything in secret. For there are no secrets between you and me. How do I handle all these trials and tribulations with faith, Swami? Swami, please tell me how. My child, rest in my love. Let all that you have been through in your many lives up to this day melt away in my redeeming light. Dissolve your sorrows and fears in me. Let me absorb all your karma. Come back into my consciousness, which is your own true consciousness. Let your petty human self fade away right now. As you come to me, who am your inner self, no longer separate from me. Melt in me, merge in me, and become
I hear the sound of the bell. It brings this message to me. Hurry home, my child.
On the day of the launch, the boys were going to the site anyway to check the damage and see what could be salvaged. The three of them got a text from Jay about meeting them at the village school where adoption program was to be held. They had not heard from him since the flight home.
Sai Ram, you are here too?
Sai Ram, yeah. You know, I got a strange text from Jay. I thought you scared him away with all your righteousness, bhajan and brownie shaming at the airport, you know?
Sai Ram, guys. Yes, I got a text too. He asked me to meet at the community school.
Yes, let's go and see.
The three walk to the school and they see the village elders and kids have gathered around with a few familiar faces. And amongst them is none other than Jay. They were all happily cleaning the messed up school after the heavy rain. They all were having so much fun.
Love all, serve all. Listen to the call of the Lord. Love all, serve all. This is the call of the Lord. Love all, serve all. Listen to the call of the Lord.
Brothers, you made it. Come, grab a guitar and some drums. We're just about to sing and dance with the kids. Some of my college friends are here too to help clean the mess from the rain. In fact, some of my friends and family have donated some food, groceries, and household necessities for the CAPAC.
How did you do all this, Jay? Hey, the event was cancelled. It was only just yesterday.
Yes, our chairman sent a message. I immediately called him back. Rain or shine, Swami's work must go on. I just felt in my heart to do what I could. And the rest, well, I guess it's just all his will.
But Jay, you told us that this was not your cup of tea. Too high level for a college-going guy. Why suddenly? Why now?
Well, it's just that I felt like I wasn't needed, you know, and I had my own doubts.
I'm so sorry, Jay, we made you feel like you were not needed. Man, you know, you have done an amazing job. You know, when the rest of us were just too busy wallowing in sorrow and, you know, like challenging Swami, questioning him, doubting him, you know, you just did it. You just did all of this.
Well, I too had my doubts, definitely. But you, David, it was actually something you told me that struck a chord. Played in my head the whole flight back.
Me? Hey, what did I say?
You told us the story of Moses. How he had his doubts when he had the command of God to lead his people to the promised land. He wasn't sure. He was not confident. He felt that the task set upon him was way too big for him.
Yes! Yes, I remember that too. We were so excited that day. But you were not.
Yes, I know. Like Moses, I too felt I was not fit to handle such a huge task. But that story, it just stuck with me. It's been playing in my head till now. How Moses placed his faith in God's promise and rose to his call. God's call. So when the chairman's message came, I felt it was just like Swami's call. Like Swami's WhatsApp message. I felt the calling from the depth of my heart so strongly in me that it was my call to action. This was Swami's call to me. This is something little that he chose me to do for him.
Wow, I love this. David, who knew what you said would have this impact on Jay? I guess we are all Swami's instruments, whether we know it or not. We are all his children in his likeness and image.
You know, brothers, this gets weirder. I was in a dream last night where I was in a temple and the voice of Narayana spoke to me. He said, "Walk this earth with your heads held high, your spirits soaring, your hearts open to love and believe in yourself and God within you. Then all will go well."
Oh my God, I had a dream too. Swami was in my living room. And he was saying, "See me everywhere, talk to me and love me. I am an each..."
What? Me too! You know, I was at the church and the divine form of my Christ, he said, "Rest in my love. Let all that you have been through melt away in my redeeming light."
Sai Ram, boys, if I may add, all of what you are describing, they are extracts from letters Swami wrote to his students, compiled in a book called Premadara. You boys are truly blessed. Not a blade of grass moves without his will. Maybe this was Swami's plan all along. This is Plan B, Plan Baba. He saw what the community needed, and ultimately, this is what he is giving them, answering their prayers. He is, after all, everyone Swami, but also our inner Saishwara.
Now I know.
Uncle, you're so right. You know, we were so busy running after what we wanted to do and perhaps didn't stop to think what Swami wanted or what the community needed.
Plan B. This is Plan B. Plan Baba. How foolish of me. The arrogance in me. I thought I knew the plan. I knew the formula. I knew the ideals. with all the so many years of being with Swami, understanding his teachings. But I guess Swami saw right through me.
But Swami, why all this drama? Why did he not interfere earlier? Swami could have saved us so much trouble and anxiety. Why would he do that to us?
Hey, interestingly enough, I have a story for you now. Just last week, I was reading the Chindakatha, because I'm still new and like wanted to learn the basics. And I came across a simple story of faith and surrender. Very powerful and apt for experience today. One within the great Mahabharata war.
Oh, we know that story very well, brother. The story of how Krishna conveyed the Bhagavad Gita to...
No, not that one. That all you Mahatmas know very well. This one is about a little sparrow. It was just before the war, when Arjuna and Krishna went to inspect the Kurukshetra. The field was being prepared for the great war to come. Areas of the forest were cleared, rival areas marked, an army of elephants were brought in. All the big heavy trees were uprooted, dragged out of the way to make way for the war. On one of those trees lived a family of sparrows, mum with her little ones. Her tree was uprooted by an elephant and her nest with her babies fell to the ground. Miraculously, it was unharmed. But her babies were too little to fly away. Also, too heavy for her to move on her own. Frightened and terrified, the mother looked around for help and saw a resplendent being, Krishna. He was there with Arjuna, inspecting the battlefield. With all her might, she flew to Krishna.
Oh, resplendent one, glorious one, thou art my savior, my refuge. Please, please, help my children. They can't stand the battle. They'll get crushed in an instant. Please save us, great warrior.
My dear sparrow, I hear your prayers, but I cannot interfere with the cause of nature.
I do not know what you can or cannot do, dear savior. I just know that you are my God, the master of my children's fate. If you do not save them, we shall perish. I surrender to your will.
The sparrow raised her wings in pranam and placed a twig at Krishna's feet. Krishna had not said it yet, but it still rang true. Patram pushpam palam toyam. Whatever you offer with a pure heart, I will accept with all my heart. The war began in due course and the conches were blown to signal battle. Krishna, who swore not to pick up a bow and arrow in battle, requested for Arjuna's mighty weapon.
My lord, but your promise. No, I cannot let you. Give me the command and it shall be done. Order me. Command me. I am your servant.
Krishna ignored Arjuna's words and calmly took the bow and arrow from his hand. Krishna took aim at an elephant and released. Arjuna waited for the elephant to fall, but instead realized that only a bell that was tied around his neck fell to the ground. Arjuna laughed, thinking that Krishna had missed his mark, and asked,
Shall I, my lord?
Krishna smiled at him and glancing cheekily from the corner of his eyes, he walked away. The war began, good and evil battled. After 18 long days, the Pandavas triumphed. Krishna and Arjuna drove through the battlefield, inspecting the land they fought hard on. Krishna stopped at a spot and gazed intently at a bell on the field, an elephant bell.
Arjuna, will you lift this bell, please? And throw it away. Its use is served.
Arjuna lifted the bell and was astonished. Under the bell were five birds, the mother and her four little ones, who grew big enough to fly away once he lifted the bell.
Krishna, my lord, it is those birds we saw before. Yes, Partha. The mother prayed to me with such a pure heart, in total surrender. How could I not take action? But yes, I could not immediately interfere. But it does not mean I will not protect.
Forgive me, my Lord. In pride, I too thought I could do your work better than you.
You thought I did not listen to a puny sparrow? You thought I had missed my mark and did not get the elephant and only managed the bell? Arjuna, that was the elephant that uprooted her tree. So, I used its bell for a good purpose. See, Arjuna, I never miss my mark. I never forsake my devotees. I will protect you like the eyelid protects the eye. I am your conscience. Know that I will respond to each in my special way that is meaningful to you and me. Surrender. Surrender your monkey minds and hearts to me. Completely, unconditionally. Then I will be yours and you will be mine.
Krishna, Krishna.
Wow, I have goosebumps. Swami, everything does have a reason. But we are like Arjuna, aren't we? Sometimes forgetting that the Lord who is always by your side is the master of time, perfection and precision. The Lord never misses his mark. It is we who delude ourselves in the arrogance, thinking we are the doer. Brothers, I feel so embarrassed for whining to Swami. I could not even give him my surrender and my trust.
Maybe this is how we needed to learn and strengthen our connection with Swami. This is what he had planned all along. We are each in our own journey. You on yours, brownies and all. That is your journey. And just because it is different than mine doesn't make it wrong. It was so wrong of me to assume that everyone has to walk my journey. Thank you for showing me that, brother.
Krishna had left the sparrow in the battlefield, for it was destined to be there. The bird might have wished to be at a safer place with the children. She simply left the fate of her little ones in the hands of the one she believed in. Life must run its own course. Our individual life is like a tiny speck within an integral part of a grand play of the Lord. An immensely grand play, actually. This is also a lesson in parenting for me.
We should all be like the sparrow. She surrendered the life of her little ones to Krishna. Having faith doesn't mean life will go according to our plan. Instead, we need to learn to get along with his plan, Plan Baba.
Sons, we all have different goals in life, and it's not wrong to ask. Ask for the kingdom of God itself. What is a big car, a bungalow, a steady job? Ask for chocolate, ice cream, and a little trinkets. But also ask for him, and the entire universe will be yours. But know, when Mother Sai can give you ice creams and chocolates, she will not give that to you when you are sick. She will give you medicines, bitter medicines, with the knowledge that the medicine will make you better. So trust that Swami knows what is best. Like Krishna, he never misses his mark.
Now I know. Yeah.
is His divine will, His lesson for us. And we have to ask ourselves what lessons we can take. How can we evolve as His own?
Faith is not a tug of war between your desires and His grace, hoping that you will trick God into playing your game. On the contrary, it's about letting go and letting God. Instead, offer the fruits of the action and concentrate on Sai throughout the process.
So, the process is to do the work set out for you, but to let go of the outcomes is faith in a nutshell. Sounds hard? Yes, but as Swami says, if you take one step towards me, I will take 1,000 steps towards you. So let's ask Him to show each one of us individually, personally, in His own unique ways on how to reach this.
We have to be open to His plan. Plan B, plan Baba, be an empty flute so He can play sweet melodies through you.
And love Him for love's sake, and most importantly, connect personally to your source. Be still. Listen. Listen with the emptiness. It sounds hard, but trust me. And He can be creative. He will inspire you and make you laugh. Oh, what a joyful and cheerful relationship it can be.
Never forget Swami's golden words. Be happy. Be always happy. Happy with your Sai and grow in your relationship with Sai.
At the end of the day, we are the greatest devotees that Sai can have.
You are Moses, Arjuna, and even the sparrow. They are each of us.
We must know by now that Bhagavan only exists for the Bhaktas, and we are the Bhaktas.
May the force be my force.
I will love you, Jesus. Gajanana, Gajanana. Gajanana, Gajanana. Gajanana, Gajanana. Gajanana, Gajanana. Pratama Pujana Ganaraya. Gajanana, Gajanana. Pratama Pratana Shri Ganaraya. Prarthana Shri Ganaraya.
Bholanath Hare Jagadisha.
Janardana Nandalala Govinda Gopala. Shiva Shiva Shirdi Purishwara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo.
Shiva 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 Shiva
Shirdi Purishwara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo.
Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishwara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo.
Bhavahara Purahara Puttaparthishwara Shambho Shankara Sadashivo.
Bhavahara Purahara Puttaparthishwara Shambho Shankara Sadashivo.
Bhavahara Purahara Puttaparthishwara Shambho Shankara Sadashivo.
Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo
Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo
Kailasa Chalabala Shiva Kalakuta Darabala Shiva
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 Bala Shiva, Leela Tandava Bala Shiva.
Bala Shiva, Leela Tandava Bala Shiva.
Leela Lasa Bala Shiva, Leela Tandava Bala Shiva. Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo
Shiva Shiva Shirdi Purishara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo
Bavahara Purahara Puttaparthishvara Shambho Shankara Sadashivo
Bavahara Purahara Puttaparthishvara Shambho Shankara Sadashivo
Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo
Shiva 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 Shirdi Purishara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo
Kailasa Chalabala Shiva Kalakuta Darabala Shiva
Kailasa Chalabala Shiva Kalakuta Darabala Shiva
Leelalasa Bala Shiva Leela Tandava Bala Shiva
Leelalasa Bala Shiva Leela Tandava Bala Shiva
Leelalasa Bala Shiva
Leela Bala Shiva Leela Tandava Bala Shiva
Shiva Shiva Shiva Shiva Shirdi Purishwara Shambho Shankara Samba Shivo
Om Jai Jagadish Hare Swami Satya Sai Hare Bhakta Jana Samrashak Pati Maheshwara Om Jai Jagadish Hare Shashivadana Shvitara Sarva Pranapate Swami Sarva Pranapate Ashrita Kalpalatika Ashrita Kalpalatika Apadgandava Om Jai Jagadish Hare Mata Pita Guru Devamo Mariyantayunive Swami Mariyantayunive Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nagendra Shayana Om Jai Jagadish Hare Om Kara Rupa Ojasvi O Sai Mahadeva Satya Sai Mahadeva Mangala Harati Andruko Mangala Harati Andruko Mandala Giri Thari Om Jai Jagadish Hare Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Om Jai Sadguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Om Jai Sadguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Om Jai
ಸ್ತುತಿಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಲೋಕಾಃ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಸಮಸ್ತ ಲೋಕಾಃ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಸಮಸ್ತ ಲೋಕಾಃ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ 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 ಜೈ ಬೋಲೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾಜೀ ಕೀ
Om Shri Sai Ram. Invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings, the devotees from Satya Sai International Organizations, Zone 4A, Zone 4B and Zone 5 countries have come to Prashanti Nilayam to celebrate the auspicious Buddha Purnima on the theme Chatur Brahma Vihar, a two-day program on 18th and 19th of May. On the occasion of Buddha Purnima, tomorrow, during the early morning prayer session of Omkaram and Suprabhatam, from 5:10 to 5:40 in Sai Kulwant Hall, Bhagwan's Sannidhi curtains will be kept open. All devotees can receive Bhagwan's darshan from where they are seated. Tomorrow's evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 5 o'clock with Vedam chanting led by the devotees from Japan. At 5:25, amidst the chanting of Narsingh Gatha, the Buddhist monks will enter Sai Kulwant Hall. We'll commence the evening proceedings with the lighting of the ceremonial lamp, which will be followed by the recitation of traditional Buddhist shlokas. We'll then have two talks, the welcome address by the Zone 4A chairman, Mr. Amar Karki, and the guest speaker for the evening from Thailand, Dr. Thirakiyat Jerin Setterson, addressing all of us. After the two talks, we'll have a dance drama presentation titled Buddham Sharanam Gacchami by the Sai Spiritual Education SSE students and Sai youth from Nepal. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans offered by the International Sai Youth, followed by Mangalarti and Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Vari, Divyanugraha Asislato, Shri Satya Sai Antarjatiya Seva Samsthala, Zone 4A, 4B, Mariyu, Zone 5 Desala Nundi Bhaktulu, May 18 Mariyu, May 19 Tedinalanadu, ಚತುರ್ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿಹಾರ್ ಪೇರಿಟ ಬುದ್ಧ ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ ಪಂಡುಗನ್ನು ಜರುಪುಕೋಡಾನಿಕಿ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ನಿಲಯಾನಿಕಿ ತೆರಳಿವಚ್ಚಾರು. ಬೌದ್ಧ ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ ಪಂಡುಗನ್ನು ಪುರಸ್ಕರಿಸಿಕೊಂಡು ಸಾಯಿ ಕುಲ್ವನ್ ಸಭಾಮಂಡಪಮು ಎಂದು ರೇಪಟಿ ತೆಲ್ಲಾರಿ ಜಾಮುನ ಅನಗಾ 5:10 ನುಂಡಿ 5:40 ಮಧ್ಯಲೋ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಮರಿಯು ಸುಪ್ರಭಾತಂ ಜರುಗೇ ಸಮಯಂಲೋ ಭಕ್ತುಲು ವಾರು ಉನ್ನಚೋಟ ನುಂಡಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿವಾರಿ ದಿವ್ಯ ಸನ್ನಿಧಿನಿ ದರ್ಶಿಸಿಕೋವಚ್ಚು. ಸಾಯಿ ಕುಲ್ವನ್ ಸಭಾ ಮಂಡಪಂ ಎಂದು ರೇಪಟಿ ಸಾಯಂಕಾಲ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮಾಲು 5:00 ಜಪಾನ್ ದೇಶಂ ಯೊಕ ಭಕ್ತುಲಚೇ ವೇದ ಪಠನಂತೋ ಪ್ರಾರಂಭಂ ಅವುತಾಯಿ. 5:25 ನರಸಿಂಗ್ ಗಾಥ ಚದುವುತೂ ಬೌದ್ಧ ಮತ ಸನ್ಯಾಸುಲು ಸಾಯಿ ಕುಲ್ವನ್ ಸಭಾ ಮಂಡಪಂಲೋಕಿ ವಸ್ತಾರು. ತದುಪರಿ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಲನತೋ ರೇಪಟಿ ಸಾಯಂಕಾಲ ಬೌದ್ಧ ಪೌರ್ಣಿಮಾ ವೇಡುಕಲು ಸಾಂಪ್ರದಾಯಿಕ ಬೌದ್ಧ ಮತ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಲತೋ ಪ್ರಾರಂಭಿಸ್ತಾರು. ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಲ ಉಚ್ಚರಣ ತರುವಾತ ಅಂದರಿಕೀ ಸ್ವಾಗತಂ ಪಲುಕುತೂ ಜೋನ್ 4A ಮುಖ್ಯ ಕಾರ್ಯಕರ್ತಲು ಶ್ರೀ ಅಮರ್ ಕರ್ಕಿ ಗಾರು ಪ್ರಸಂಗಿಸ್ತಾರು. ವೀರಿ ಪ್ರಸಂಗಂ ತರುವಾತ ರೇಪಟಿ ಸಾಯಂಕಾಲ ಮುಖ್ಯ ಅತಿಥಿ ಥೈಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದೇಶ ವಾಸ್ತವ್ಯಲು ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ತರಾಕಿಯಾತ್ ಗಾರು ಪ್ರಸಂಗಿಸ್ತಾರು. ತದುಪರಿ ನೇಪಾಳ ರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಸಾಯಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಎಜುಕೇಷನ್ ಎಸ್ಎಸ್ಇ ವಿದ್ಯಾರ್ಥುಲು ಮರಿಯು ಸಾಯಿ ಯುವತ ಬುದ್ಧಂ ಶರಣಂ ಗಚ್ಚಾಮಿ ಅನೇ ಪೇರಿಟ ಒಕ ನಾಟ್ಯ ರೂಪಕಾನ್ನಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿವಾರಿಗೆ ಸಮರ್ಪಿಸ್ತಾರು. సాయి కుల్బన్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమాలు అంతర్జాతీయ సాయి యువతచే భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో సమాప్తం అవుతాయి. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.
ఓం సాయీశ్వరాయ విద్మహే సత్యదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్నః సర్వ ప్రచోదయాత్.
Till now, you were listening to the live proceedings from Sai Kulwant Hall, Prashanti Nilayam. We now take you back to our regular program schedule. Till now, you were listening